When he woke early the next morning, Jeff was still gone. Frank dressed and got Wolf down from the loft. The temperature was below freezing. Frank figured it was in the mid-20s, but there was little wind, which helped a little. Frank checked his watch. 5 o'clock.
You stay here, Wolf.
Frank put him in an empty stall.
I'll bring you back something to eat.
Wolf yawned and went back to sleep. Frank walked over to a cafe just opening and ordered a pot of coffee and breakfast.
Yeah. Big doings in town here last night, huh?
The waitress shook her head as she filled his cup.
Foolishness. Marshall arrested about 2 dozen people, men and women.
Did he now?
Frank wondered if Jeff was one of them.
Sure did. Amongst them was 2 preachers, that Overhauser woman and Paulette Tremaine. They're still in jail.
Frank ate his breakfast, drank his coffee, enjoyed the warmth of the cafe and the good food. The cafe began to fill up, and Frank stepped out into the cold. The lights were on at the marshal's office. Frank walked over and looked in the window. The marshal was seated at his desk, working on some papers. Frank tapped on the door, and the marshal let him in.
Morgan, you have a problem?
No, but my young partner might. You have a Jeff Barton locked up?
Indeed I do.
Damn, figured as much. Disturbing the peace at the rally last night?
You got it. Most of those arrested have paid their fine and left. But several refused, and I had no choice but to keep them locked down.
Jeff Barton, Paulette Tremaine, and Martha Overhauser.
You got it square on the money, Morgan.
And a young gal named Colleen.
Colleen O'Brien. How'd you know that?
Met Colleen and Martha Overhauser at a stage stop. Jeff's been riding with me. He's sort of smitten with Colleen. Paulette and Martha are old school friends from back east.
Well, I'll be damned. Say, you wouldn't like to be my deputy for a while, would you?
Not a chance, Marshal. Can I see Jeff?
Oh, sure. I was just about to take him some coffee. Help me tote it?
Be glad to.
The front door opened and Conrad stepped in, dressed to the nines, from his polished low-quarter shoes to his funny-looking hat. He was frowning, and his frown turned to a scowl when he looked at Frank. 2 big bruisers stepped in right behind him. Conrad's bodyguards would probably tip the scales at about 250 pounds each, both of them looking as if they'd been carved out of solid oak. Conrad did not speak to his father, just nodded and turned his attention to the marshal.
You have a young lady locked up, Marshal. A Miss Colleen O'Brien.
Indeed I do.
May I see her?
It's a little early, young man. Let me see if they're awake.
Very well. We'll wait.
Have a seat. Come on, Frank. You grab the cups. I'll tote the pot.
The marshal opened the cell block door.
The accommodations in this prison are abysmal. Primitive, to say the least.
Your mouth got you in here, lady. $10 will get you out.
Never! It's a matter of principle!
Suit yourself. How about some coffee, ladies?
I would like some, please.
Jeff avoided meeting Frank's eyes.
Me too!
Frank passed out the 10 cups and the marshal filled them.
I would like 2 sugars. And a small bit of cream, please.
Black or not at all, lady.
You are a very rude and crude person, Marshal Dixon.
Your fine just went up to $20, Mrs. Overhauser.
Insensitive oaf!
Oh, my mistake, lady. I meant $30.
Oh!
Martha sat down on the bunk and shut her mouth.
Colleen, I'm very disappointed in you.
Get your butt back in the waiting area, boy.
Don't you speak to me in such a manner, Marshal Dixon.
I'll speak to you in any damn way I feel like, boy. Now you get back into the waiting area and you stay there. Move, boy, or I'll put your ass in a cell.
Conrad opened his mouth.
Put a sock in it, son. Get out of here.
Conrad spun around and stalked out of the cell area, his back stiff as a poker.
How much is Jeff's fine, Marshal?
$10.
I have the money to pay my fine if I choose to do so. But I've done nothing wrong.
Shut up.
Frank looked at Marshal Dixon.
What's he charged with?
There are about 12 things I could hang on him and Miss O'Brien. But if they'll pay just $10 each, I'll only charge him with creating a public nuisance.
That's on the books?
It is now.
Frank handed the Marshal $20.
That's for Jeff and the girl. The other 2 are on their own.
Stand firm, Colleen! Don't yield to pressures from a man!
How about me?
I ought to send you to the territorial prison, Paulette. You're long overdue in my book.
Try it, you officious pissant! I know the judge, in more ways than one.
I'll bet you know him more ways than one, you and your ladies or whatever the hell you call them.
Dixon opened the cell door and jerked Jeff out, then opened another door and hauled Colleen out.
Oh! Oh!
The two of you get out of here. Move!
You and I will talk later on today, Colleen. Your behavior last night was quite disgraceful. I'm very ashamed of you.
I thought she was wonderful, standing up for her beliefs.
Who asked you for your opinion?
Conrad looked at Jeff the way a doctor might look at a germ.
You vagabond?
Boy does have a way with words, doesn't he?
Before Frank could reply, Jeff took a step toward Conrad, his hands balled into fists.
You pompous little tyrant! You need a good thrashing!
Try it, you misbegotten sot!
Frank was looking on, amused at the exchange. Conrad's bodyguards, however, were not amused. They moved closer to Conrad, ready to protect their boss. Frank turned to the pair of bruisers.
You boys stand easy.
Or you'll do what?
Put more holes in your head than you can count.
Frank pushed back his coat and slipped the thong off the hammer of his .45.
He's a craven killer. He means it.
A craven killer?
Jeff looked first at Conrad, then at Frank.
That's a damn lie! He's no craven killer!
Are you calling me a liar? You worthless bum!
Yes, I'm calling you a liar. I'm also calling you an arrogant, two-bit, petty little spoiled brat. What do you think about that, fancy pants?
I've got a good mind to give you a proper thrashing.
All by yourself, or with the help of your hired thugs?
Hey, I ain't no thug. Where the hell you get off calling me a thug?
Me neither. That's a damn insult I don't have to take.
I don't need any help.
Conrad removed his coat.
I boxed in school, and I am quite skilled in the art of pugilism.
Frank, what the hell does that mean?
Means he thinks he knows how to fight.
Jeff took off his coat and balled his hands into fists.
Stop this!
Stay out of this, dear.
Dear? How dare you call my girl dear?
I'm quite flattered, Conrad, and I am not your girl.
You cheap little slut.
That does it! No!
The fight was on.
You broke my nose.
I'll break more than that.
Conrad kicked out, and his shoe caught Jeff on the knee.
Oh, son of a bitch, you little weasel! Damn that smarts!
Conrad got to his feet, his nose bloody. He set himself in his best prize fighter pose. Left arm fully extended in front of him, right hand held close to his chest, both hands balled into fists.
Is he gonna fight or pose for a statue?
Damned if I know.
Jeff carefully tested his knee, found that it worked, and faced Conrad.
Now you get thrashed.
Conrad's reply was to pop Jeff on the jaw. The blow staggered him back. Jeff recovered and gave Conrad a left shot to the belly and a right fist to the side of the head. The two then stood toe to toe, slugging it out, each giving back as much as he got.
Pretty damn good fight.
Oh, stop this!
The men paid no attention to her.
Time! Time!
My ass!
Jeff knocked him to the floor.
No! Foul! Foul!
That ain't fair! That was an uncalled for blow!
This ain't no prize ring, boys.
Conrad jumped to his shoes and popped Jeff on the nose.
Ouch!
Conrad gave him a left and right to the belly.
Yeah, give it to him, Mr. Browning.
I can't stand this!
You can leave, miss.
Colleen looked at Frank.
Stop this!
They're fighting over you, Colleen, not me.
Jeff hauled off and knocked Conrad through the office window. Conrad landed on his butt on the boardwalk. Jeff crawled through the broken window after him.
Whoever wins the fight gets to pay for that broken window.
Sounds fair to me.
Conrad and Jeff were slugging it out on the boardwalk. Colleen was screaming. Martha and Paulette were hollering back in the cell area. And a crowd had gathered in the street to watch the fight in front of the marshal's office. Frank and Marshal Dixon stepped outside to watch the fight, the bodyguards with them. All in all, it was a typical day in the mining town of Durango.
You unwashed lout! I'll teach you a lesson!
How will you teach me anything once I shove your head up your ass?
Conrad and Jeff rolled off the boardwalk and into the muddy street, still cussing and flailing away at each other, but doing little damage.
I think they've just about had it.
Appears that way to me.
Jeff and Conrad stagger to their feet, glaring at one another.
That's it, boys. Fight's over.
Conrad reared back and took a swing at Jeff, who ducked. The punch caught the marshal flush in the mouth. Dixon's feet flew out from under him, and he landed on his butt in the mud. Conrad's feet slipped in the mud, and he began flailing his arms, trying to keep his balance. He didn't make it. He fell heavily into Jeff, and they went down together, in a mud puddle in front of a horse trough.
Good Lord.
Get me out of here!
Somebody get this crazy crackpot off me!
Crazy crackpot? Why, you worthless saddle tramp, you...
He never got a chance to finish it. Jeff popped him on the nose again.
You don't fight fair. My nose is really broken now.
I'll make sure.
Conrad jumped up, both hands holding his busted beak. Frank decided it had gone far enough. He waded in and grabbed Conrad, slinging him into the arms of his bodyguard.
Hold on to him and don't turn him loose.
He reached down and jerked Jeff to his boots.
Huh?
It's over, damn it. Now calm down.
He gave Jeff a shove that propelled him into the base of the horse trough. Jeff did a belly flop into the icy water. Frank looked at the bodyguards.
Get your boss out of here right now.
He hauled Jeff out of the horse trough and shoved him toward the barbershop.
Get over there and tell the barber to start heating up some hot water. I'll bring your clothes over.
Who won the fight?
I'd call it a draw.
Frank paid for the broken window. Then he got Wolf something to eat from a cafe and saddled his horse. He got Jeff some clean clothes and took them over to the bathhouse and waited until Jeff finished his bath and dressed.
Go on back to the livery and take care of Wolf until I get back. Can you do that without getting into a brawl?
Yes, Frank.
Good. I should be back by mid-afternoon or sooner. Now go on.
Where are you going?
Find us a place to stay.
How's Conrad?
Probably madder than hell.
How's Colleen?
I have no idea. Now go on back to the livery. And by God, stay there.